Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful Hadith and narration which has been transmitted from Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. This hadith is about Imam Hassan alayhi salam. As you know, today marks the anniversary of the martyrdom of Imam Hassan alayhi salam, according to one of the weaker narrations in this regards. And here at IRIB English Radio and Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners on this very sad and solemn occasion. In this hadith, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, he narrates the virtues and he relates the good qualities and characteristics of Imam Hassan alayhi salam. Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam says, "Verily Hassan ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib was the best worshipper of his time, the most abstemious, and the best of them all. Whenever he went for Hajj," so in general terms, the Imam, alayhi salam, he mentions that Imam Hassan, alayhi salam, was the greatest of worshippers of his time. Then he mentions some of the reasons why this is so. Imam Sajjad, alayhi salam, says, "Whenever he went for Hajj, he went on foot, and sometimes even barefooted." So the Imam, he went, first of all, he went on foot to Hajj, and he walked from Medina, where he lived, to Mecca for the Hajj. And in many cases, he also went without shoes, and he went barefooted. Then the Imam says, "Whenever he remembered death, he would cry. When he remembered the grave, he would cry. When he was reminded of the Day of Judgment and the Resurrection, he cried. When he was reminded of the crossing over the bridge outstretched over hell, he would cry. When he was reminded of the great exposure before Allah, exalted be his remembrance, he would gasp in such a way that he would faint." These are all of the various waypoints or stopping points of the hereafter. We call these the mawaqif of the hereafter. First of all, death, then the grave, the resurrection, the crossing over the bridge, the sirat, and then the exposure before Allah. These are all the various waypoints of the hereafter. When the Imam would remember these, he would cry. In continuation, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam says, "When he stood for his prayers, his limbs trembled before his Lord. When he was reminded of paradise and the fire, he was greatly disturbed as if bitten by a snake." Meaning he would tremble and he would shake like the person shakes who is bitten by a snake. "And he would ask Allah for paradise and seek refuge in him from the fire," when these were mentioned. These are some of the beautiful virtues and characteristics of Imam Hassan alayhi salam. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtues of Imam Hassan alayhi salam in the words of Imam Zainul Abidin. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma
صلِّ على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صلِّ على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صلِّ على محمد وآل محمد